Pop Chasers, and happy Friday. It is Friday, September 3rd, and I hope everybody is just as excited for the long weekend as I am. Bit of a programming note, Pop Chaser will be back on Wednesday next week. We will not have an episode on Tuesday, but there will be a new TV watch repeat on Monday, and it is 30 Rock, and it is a very, very, very fun one. So I recommend everybody listens to that. You can get your fill of this beautiful voice and as well as Kate's voice, because I'm sure you miss it so much. I am Allison. I am the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And today we are talking about the headlines that will take you through the weekend. I think we should just kick it right off right now. I'm going to play a clip between every little section that I'm obsessed with. It is from the Vanderpump Rules trailer. That is the first thing we will talk about today. Take it away, James Kennedy.
Let's get sexy.
Okay, as promised, the first thing we need to discuss is the Vanderpump Rules season 9 trailer. You guys, the energy is there. It is there. Listen to the first 10 seconds of this trailer and tell me that the vibes are not hitting every single note.
Becoming a mother did something to me.
I
would say I'm pretty grown.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
I've just done so much self-reflecting.
Take your f***ing words out of your mouth and shove them up your f***ing ass.
Today I had a really positive day.
I am really looking forward to the Raquel of this season. I think so far Raquel has been kind of a joke to most people, and quite honestly, myself included. And it's not fair of me, but I feel like, you know, since becoming a dog mom, I cannot blame this woman for throwing the puppy shower for little graham cracker that she did a season or two ago. And I think that I hope this season we at least take her more seriously. It looks like she's going to stand up to James, which she definitely did last season too. I'm not ignoring that, but I am just so excited for her. The way she showed up to that reunion last year, did her twirl in her insane dress, I earned so much respect for her. And now that the veterans are gone, I'm ready for Raquel to take over. Also, shout out to Charlie. I've never had pasta in my life. She is returning. She's the only newbie from last season that is coming back. It looks like it's going to be a rough season for Katie, but honestly, when is it not a rough season for Katie Maloney Schwartz? You know, I feel like she's never had a good season. The first season, she was basically Stassi's Chanel number 4. Then we entered into the orange hair years when she was called Tequila Katie, which I will say, if I had that much tequila, I would certainly be a monster too. So I do not blame her. Then her and Schwartz had their cheating problems. And then there was the season that James fat shamed her, which was just so horrible. Katie has never had a good season. Name one good season that Katie has had. And I feel like the show, especially with Kristen gone now, is really going to lean into Katie being insufferable, like insufferable with a capital I. And I do not think Katie is actually insufferable. I think Katie and I would actually really get along. I think I see myself in Katie. I am somebody who I wear the pants in relationships. I mean, Schwartz famously doesn't even wear pants. He wears muumuus. And I think I would act the exact same way if I had a husband who didn't have his shit together at any point in life. And I still loved him. And I'd be like, why the fuck am I here? Put pants on, get the money out of the bank and bring it to Lisa Vanderpump. God damn it. I don't blame her, but I just want her to be able to not be cast in this character. I don't think that's going to happen this season from the trailer, but my fingers are crossed because I would like a Katie redemption season. I don't know if she's capable of it. I don't know if the show is capable of it. Time will tell.
I can't understand you. Oh, it's because Sandoval's dick is in your mouth.
Okay, other notable things. Everybody's a parent. Sheena seems to be dealing with intense separation anxiety, and Lala isn't like other moms. She's like the cool mom. Speaking of Sheena, also her fiance, Brock. You know, usually someone's first season as a partner is pretty slow moving, but we're getting accusations right out of the gate. And we love to see that. And also Brock looks like Aquaman. He looks not, you know, everybody says like, oh, he looks like Jason Momoa, who I know plays Aquaman, but no, he doesn't look like Jason Momoa. He looks like Jason Momoa as Aquaman. And the shoulders are as Simon Van Camp once said to about Ramona's eyes at the Brooklyn Fashion Week.
When Ramona walked out, she looked like an alien invaded her body.
The eyes are a poppin'. The shoulders are a poppin' on Brock. I will say that.
Let's get sexy.
Okay, I hope you guys are liking that little James Kennedy clip. I might use it forever. I might just use it for this episode. We'll find out. But I did want to just quickly mention Roni is having a reunion. That is all. They're going to be filming it at some point in the coming weeks. Moving on. Take it away, James.
Let's get sexy.
So let's move our attention to Bachelor in Paradise couple Dean and Kaylin. Now, Dean and Kaylin are a unique couple. I will say that. They first of all had a very rocky start on Paradise, in which Dean left and then came back for Kaylin. And then they moved into a van and lived their life as a couple. And I think they seemed happy, but people are pretty up in arms about some new comments that Dean made, and he is apologizing for them. So Dean said on Jared Haben's podcast that Kaylin is, quote, the most suffocating girlfriend he has ever had. People did not take too kindly to that, especially on top of the conversation where he said that he supposedly doesn't like to say I love you to Kaylin. And a reminder, again, they met on VIP in 2019, so they've been together for a couple years now. Well, after some hubbub and some backlash, Dean is now backtracking on that statement about the suffocating Kaylin being suffocating. And in a recent interview with Us Weekly, he said, quote, it's a horrible word. Don't get me wrong. It's the wrong adjective to use to describe anyone in a relationship. I was simply saying that in past experiences, I would hate to be suffocated. But with Kaylin, although my instinct is to say, don't suffocate me, in reality, I'm like, you can suffocate me because I enjoy spending time with you, sort of thing. And I will say this, this is Allison now, this is no longer Dean. I'm big enough to admit I am a suffocating person. I am the person who texts you 500 times, even if you don't respond. I send follow-up emails. I am constantly asking people what they're doing. I'm a January Capricorn. So if that doesn't explain things. So I think I read this and I didn't really take that much offense to it. I think also the context that people were using his original quote in of Kaylin is the most suffocating person I've ever been with. Of course, that doesn't sound good. But when you have it in the context of like, she is so suffocating and yet I love spending so much time with her and I want her to suffocate me in the more general sense, I don't think it sounds that bad. And maybe it's just because I'm protecting myself as a suffocator. But I think that they have a very unique relationship. And you know, who are we to say what works and what doesn't work? Also, Dean did clarify he does say I love you to Kaylin, but he would rather show her that he loves her versus tell her. And for her part, Kaylin says that he does a good job of showing that. So again, if it works for them, then that's great. I think this kind of follows the conversation that happened between Greg and Katie on The Bachelorette this season. It might just be a matter of understanding other people's love languages. For me, I think that I am a quality time person. That is my love language. If I was somebody who cared about words of affirmation, yeah, of course, somebody telling me they don't like to say I love you would really hurt me. But I don't think I personally would be that upset about it. And it seems like Kaylin is okay with it too. She appreciates him showing that he loves her versus telling her. And Dean actually said the same thing. He said, my love language is acts of service because I like to see action behind the words. And then my apology style was accountability. I think words can mean anything, but actions can mean one thing. So I'd say if Kaylin is happy with acts of service and doesn't need words of affirmation, who am I to say it's weird? Look, if you can spend a lot of time with someone in such close quarters, aka living in a van, I think that you're probably like, you know what you're getting into. And you also are probably pretty decent at communication because you literally go to the bathroom, shower, and sleep and cook dinner within 10 square feet. So you got to know how to communicate with your partner in that situation.
Let's get sexy.
Okay, let's move into the wreck of the week, which is when I recommend a TV show for you to watch during the weekend. It's also what I'm going to be watching. So we can discuss it next week if you listen and you're like, you know what, actually, I do need something to watch this weekend. For me, that is going to be Only Murders in the Building. It is a combo of true crime and comedy, and it stars Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin as residents in an upscale Upper West Side apartment building who bond after one of their neighbors seemingly kills himself. They are all fans of a murder podcast, very relatable, and decide to prove there is more at play by starting their own investigation of the seemingly suicide. And also they start a podcast, very relatable as well. I will say this too, if something ever does happen to me, I have given a very dear friend of mine, I have given her the rights to my life for a podcast and then later HBO miniseries, limited series. So if Amy Adams is available, that would be great. But, you know, just whoever is best at playing me. Anyway, Martin Short is so funny as a flamboyant and eager failed off-Broadway director. And Steve Martin plays this well-known but kind of vintage actor, somebody who definitely your mom and dad loved his show back in like the 70s. But now people are kind of like, like, I think I remember you. But he's still really coasting on not only the fame, but also the money. And Selena Gomez has more secrets than the others, and she is not sharing them with anybody. It is a very fun show. It's on Hulu. The episodes are quick. They come out weekly on Tuesdays. I think there are 3 episodes out right now. And it's really fun. I would say if you enjoy murder podcasts, you enjoy some kind of dark comedies, this is a really good watch. And it's fun to see such an unlikely trio work together. They get on each other's nerves. They are so different. Selena is like one of the people that you would definitely not want to be on the same subway car as because she's too cool. She wears like red Beats in the first episode. And like, I wear my dumb AirPods. Like I look like a complete loser and she's got like these cool headphones on. Anyway, I would recommend it. Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. And that is the rec of the week.
Let's get sexy.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to today's Pop Chaser. Again, I will be back next Wednesday, but check out TV Watch Repeat on Monday for 30 Rock. You can also check out thedip.com where we are constantly talking about all of these topics and more. You can use the promo code POPCHASER and you will get 50% off your annual subscription. Until Wednesday, I am Allison and I hope you have a great long weekend and cheers.